Hello, I'm Margaret Alexander. Many of you know me. I've been around for a while. A confession. I'm a Buddhist, and yet I love reading or listening to mysteries. Yes, some and most involve at least one murder, and some multiples. I consider these mysteries as my escape while doing other things like dish and clothes washing. I know Thich Nhat Hanh might say that I'm not being in the moment. Oh well, I've also heard one Buddhist teacher who was asked how come he was reading the newspaper while eating breakfast. He replied, "I'm in the moment, reading and eating breakfast." Here's what I'm getting to. I love mysteries. And at least two times a year, we at the fellowship conduct a service in which the content is a mystery. There's a question box sermon where we can ask our ministers any questions we would like, and they have to answer with no advanced prep. And there's this I believe service where four people speak of their own spiritual journeys. The reason I say today's service is a mystery is twofold. As I recruit people with input from staff, I search for congregants who differ in age, gender, identity, world experience, etc. But the recruitment doesn't center on each person's spiritual beliefs. So today, I'll be as surprised as you as I listen. Sit back and enjoy a glimpse into the lives of people who sit and Zoom beside you. Who knows what we'll find out?
Hi, my name is Holland, and I am 9 years old. I only believe that all living creatures matter. I believe that all plants and animals can connect. Me and my cat are bonded for life because of connection through bottle feeding. Plants and trees have to connect too. How else can forests grow? I also know that connection takes time to build, but it's worth it. I think that people should be careful not to let their phones distract them from real people and animals around them. To me, connection is what makes us feel alive. I also believe in communication with plants and animals. Just because animals and plants are not able to talk doesn't mean they don't communicate. If I pick up my cat and she meows at me, I will put her down. Also, if my plant is drooping, I will see what they need. Plants have to communicate to share the soil. If my cat is playing with the other cat and they are having fun, they have to say, "I want to play" somehow. When they are playing, they have to be able to communicate when they are hurt. If we are listening, we can tell that everything is communicating. Another thing I believe is caring for the world and ecosystem. So I like to walk and bike instead of driving. I also leave things I find in the forest in the forest. Plus, I like to eat fruit that the trees make, so the least I can do is care that we are killing them. I also believe right now the world needs us to do the right thing and make the world a better place by cutting down on gas and oil usage. It pollutes our world. All of this is why I feed and water my pets and plants every day and prefer biking and walking to driving. We need to protect our resources because we are all connected in one ecosystem. We all need water to survive, so we need to be thoughtful about using less water in our daily lives. Another thing I believe is that it's good to get out every day, at least. I think that it is okay to play video games and or read a lot, but you still should get out of the house every day to connect with nature. Humans are animals too. I think my beliefs may change when I grow up, but I think most of this will still be true.
Hello, Fellowship. I'm Chuck Spencer, and I've been given the honor to speak to you about my spiritual journey and what I believe. I've been a member of the Fellowship for about 10 years. My wife Jessie and I were looking for help teaching morality to our children without using heaven or hell as a reward system, and we found a home here at the Fellowship. There were more reasons that we joined, but that might be the biggest one. We found the most amazing, open-minded, like-minded, non-judging people here. We found sermons that spoke to us and a community that pushed us to be better people. This community is very different from what I was raised in. I was born and raised Catholic. Once here at the Fellowship, I heard the phrase recovering Catholic. That term resonates deeply for me because growing up, the Catholic religion really worked for me. I was a go-to-church every Sunday practicing Catholic till I was about 20 years old. I think that's when I started thinking more for myself and questioning everything that sounded made up and didn't have proof. There were so many things about the Catholic Church that didn't jive well with me. I find the Catholic Church to be sexist, hypocritical, rich, and ruled by power-hungry men who want to remain in control, and I just can't be a part of that. That left me without a church, wondering what to believe. I doubted the Bible more and more. The translations and interpretations feel twisted by kings and popes trying to remain in power. Fast forward through a ton of soul searching to get to where I am today. I'm probably more atheist, but I don't not believe in a God. I just don't care if there is a God. If there is a God, I don't care which religion has the right God. That's one of my biggest takeaways from the Fellowship, that there can be wonderful lessons to learn from every religion. Is there a heaven or hell? That's not going to change how I live my life. Doing good is its own reward. I believe in love, above all things. If we do all things with love in our hearts, we have lived our best lives. If we love our neighbors, family, friends, enemies, foreigners, and even politicians, we will grow as a human race. That sounds like big goals and maybe a bit of a pipe dream, but if we just lead by example, love can grow, love can win. We lead with love. I believe in service to others. I believe selflessness and helping others is a big key to happiness. I believe in personal growth, physically, mentally, spiritually, and in our relationships. If we're not moving forward on those things, we are moving backwards. I also believe in the power of music and dance. As many of you know, Jesse and I teach ballroom dance. This is an amazing job for us because we get to be a part of other people's personal growth. Dance is healthy for us all in so many ways. Dancing helps people build confidence in themselves. Dancing helps physically with balance, poise, control, and it can be a great cardio without feeling like it. It's rewarding to watch a couple grow together. They learn teamwork and they work on the importance of communicating clearly. Dancing is fantastic for our brains. There are so many studies that have shown that learning ballroom dance can really slow the progress of Alzheimer's disease. Dancing to music keeps your mind young and fresh. Watching people grow through dance is very fulfilling to me. I'm excited to help them on their journey. Dance is for everyone. I've seen blind people dance ballroom. I've seen deaf people dance ballroom. I've taught many people who were born with two left feet to dance. I've danced with wheelchair-bound dancers. My youngest student is 4 years old. The oldest person I've danced with was 101 years old. You don't have to be good or get really good for dancing to help you grow. I want to close this up by saying thank you to the Fellowship for being such a wonderful part of my spiritual journey. I look forward to the days when this pandemic is finally past us, when we can get together again. I really miss seeing your faces, and I miss our dance group. Until we meet again in person, I hope you get the chance to dance as often as your soul needs it.
Hi, I'm Adrian Seek, and I'm 16. I've been going to the Fellowship for about 10 to 11 years. I generally identify as a UU. I agree with all the UU principles and have yet to branch out to anything else I might like. I don't believe in any gods, deities, or spirits, but I try to keep an open mind that maybe later in life that'll be something I believe in. I also don't practice anything particularly spiritual, but I'm generally open, you know, if there's an opportunity for me to practice something, that I'll probably do it. Like if a friend gifted me some crystals or moon water or whatever, I'd hold on to them. And I consider myself to be passively pagan. Again, don't have much motivation or resources for that, but if the opportunity arises, I find it fun. As for my non-religious beliefs, I believe in staying present with issues of the wider world. Contrary to my generally overthinking personality, I find a lot of stress thinking about large issues in the future, and instead choose to see, you know, how can I make the world better now instead of how should things be later? I also believe in restorative justice. I think retribution is not a good way to see the world and doesn't go along with the first principle of seeing the dignity in every person. I also believe that a capitalist economy is a source of a lot of issues we face. However, I am undecided when it comes to alternatives. Naturally, because I'm not a political scientist, I'm just a random teenager. Something that's important to me is second-guessing everything, because moral panics are common on the internet, and fear is a very powerful motivator. So I choose to not let myself step into those. And lastly, I really value nature. Plants are important to me, and I like to cultivate native species and learn more about the ecosystem here in Appleton where I live.
Hi, I'm Gloria Wendt, and I've been a member of the Fellowship since 2011. As with many UUs, I didn't start out as a UU. I grew up in a Protestant denomination. I switched to a different Protestant denomination when I got married and stayed in that denomination until 1999, when I realized that that belief system no longer worked for me. This led to a lot of reading and research, where I discovered the feminine divine, and through that, to the pagan spirituality that I embrace today. The belief that the divine is within us and all of nature was a tenet I could believe in. And I find it extremely fulfilling to be able to celebrate the changing of the seasons and other natural cycles through ritual. The rule, do as you will, as long as you harm no one, helps me to remember to consider my actions and the consequences of those actions. It also helps to remember that do no harm also means not harming myself. I especially like that I am responsible for my own spiritual journey and the search for my own truth. Therefore, it was with great delight that I discovered the UU in 2010 at the Winter Solstice Service, because there I found a community whose seven principles mirrored a good many of my beliefs, and I had a home where I could continue on my spiritual journey. In the UU, I have expressed myself through music, I have gained insights and friends through covenant and journey groups, and it is always nice to come together to celebrate the changing of the seasons through ritual. I believe in sending out as much good as possible into the universe. And I do this by trying to be kind, polite, helpful, and respectful of both people and the earth. This is our only home, and we need to take care of it and the inhabitants on the planet. As we say each week, let us carry the light of compassion and commitment to build a better world. Thank you.